The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After years of debates, false promises and deadline delays, the free HRT scheme finally rolled out on the 3rd of June. But could stock shortages and lingering confusion threaten the positivity around its launch? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Thousands of women across Ireland have been able to access free hormonal replacement therapy since the HRT scheme rolled out. But the launch hasn't been without its teething pains, lingering confusion and snags. And some feel the initiative may face more challenges in the future. So 1 week into the free HRT scheme, how do patients, doctors and menopause advocates think it's going? And will free HRT really change the Irish menopausal experience for good?
It's really welcome to see free HRT. When we add in the contraception scheme, the free contraception scheme, we're now seeing that women's hormonal health care is being really looked after. That's really exciting.
Cathy Maher is a community pharmacist in County Meath and chair of the Pharmacy Contractors Committee for the IPU.
It hasn't been without its challenges. To roll out any new scheme, service or initiative, we have to submit all of our claims to the HSE for payment by the third business day of the following month to be able to be paid by the third week of the following month. So there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of verification and claiming. So there's a lot of pressure on pharmacy at the end of a month and the beginning of a month. Mm-hmm. So it's just a challenge.
Global shortages of HRT are also affecting the scheme's rollout. Brands like Estradot, Everil and Etrigel are particularly hard to come by at the moment. And when Cathy shows me her patch shelf for the month, it's already half empty.
What we would say is these are on allocation. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'll have for the rest of the month.
And how many are here?
It's probably for about 30, 40 patients. I've already dispensed about 40 patients this week already in 2 days.
So are you nervous about this supply?
We'll just have to see what happens. It's really a case where demand has outweighed supply. They are complicated medicines to produce in terms of patches, gels, sprays. And because there's an increased demand, not just in Ireland, but globally, then the supply hasn't caught up with that demand. So if a patient comes to me and I don't have their product and I need to switch to another form, such as a patch to a gel or gel to a spray or back to a patch, each time that happens, I need to go back to the GP and have that, or the prescriber, and have that okayed legally. And it's not one product, it's really all of them. It just depends. It's when the demand, if you have one product that's in short supply, everyone has switched to another, then obviously the demand on that product increases, so that goes into short supply and we switch to something else. So like, it has been challenging. It's not clinically appropriate to tell someone to use 1.5 patches to use two or to switch to a gel. But the additional legal step of having to go and get the prescriber to change it each time is adding a barrier to women and a barrier to pharmacists. So we've removed, and providing HRT free, we've removed one barrier, but we need to remove another barrier, and that's that piece. So allow pharmacists to therapeutically substitute when it's clinically appropriate and a medicine in short supply. So that's really important. That's the next barrier we need to reduce to provide hormonal health care to women.
The shortages and rush on free HRT has put pressure on GPs too.
And I actually had a patient in with me this morning who was looking for help because she can't get her patch. She has rung every pharmacy within a 50-mile radius and still hasn't been able to get the HRT that she wants.
Ilona Duffy is a GP in Monaghan. Doctors like her along the border have been particularly busy.
Patients have the option of going to Northern Ireland to access medication. And we know that many patients do this because of a cost issue, and that many medications can be cheaper in the north. Clearly, now that the HRT medication will be free in the south, the option will be for all of them to get a prescription that they will use in a southern participating pharmacy. Interesting, there is some confusion out there, and that many women believe that all costs associated with their menopause and HRT would be covered. And unfortunately, the scheme is only providing for the cost of the actual medication. It doesn't provide for the cost of seeing a GP or a menopause specialist. So for some women, that has been a bit of a disappointment.
Ilona also believes that the scheme needs to go further.
One group of women who have kind of been left behind in this free scheme are those women who are going through the menopause, but for various reasons are unable to take HRT. That may be because they've had a form of cancer that precludes them from taking estrogen. And I think it's something that needs to be revisited, that we will allow them equal access to the medications to help them with their menopause as we are allowing for the hormone replacement products.
HRT isn't just used to treat the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause. Tony Ireton in Kildare has been using HRT for the past 4 years, a as part of her treatment for post-menstrual dysphoric disorder.
HRT is not cheap. HRT is really expensive. So I could use 3 to 4 bottles of estrogen a month because I'm on a really high dose. Mm-hmm. And each one of those bottles are €20. And so 3 bottles is going to cost €60 plus testosterone plus estrogen. So that could be just completely out of range for a lot of women. So HRT, if you can afford it, it was a luxury. And if you couldn't afford it, you pulled your socks up and got on with it. So to be able to have something like free HRT for those women to give them some relief, especially in their latter years of life, is a godsend. It shouldn't be a privilege, it should be a right.
Still, even Tony had trouble getting her hands on HRT this week.
Any new scheme, there's always a few hiccups along the way. Yeah. So I knew it would never be 100% straightforward. Mm-hmm. We live in Ireland. So when I went in to get it, the pharmacist told me that I needed to apply for the drug scheme card to be able to avail of the free HRT. After I had applied, I just asked myself, I wonder, can I not just get this with my medical card? So I had to Google it, and the government website, gov.ie, will say you can do it with your medical card. The Citizens Advice will tell you can do it with your medical card. But the HSC website says doesn't include the medical card. It only includes the drug payment scheme, which is probably where the confusion was for the pharmacist when she was telling me about it. If there's confusion anywhere, there's confusion everywhere. So unless all three websites are singing from the same tune, then someone may only look at the HSE website and not know that they don't have to do the drug payment scheme and go through the process of applying for a card when they already have a card that's valid to be used. And that means that they can get on the list and go ahead quicker for their free HRT rather than having to wait a month or so for the drug payment scheme card.
Despite the hiccups, the scheme is being celebrated by relieved women nationwide. Sally Ann Brady is founder of menopause support group, the Irish Menopause, and she knows the benefit of accessible HRT better than anyone.
I lost 4 years of my life to perimenopause. I mean, lost everything. I couldn't be a mother. I couldn't clean my house. I couldn't do anything. I ended up attending Pieta House every week to try and keep me alive. I had a very, very difficult journey. Little support, no information out there that I could find anyway. And myself and a friend, we decided we would start a Facebook group. And that group went from 2 women to 67 and a bit thousand at the moment. And that's the reason the group was born, was just to help and to give correct evidence-based information. Because women thought, well, this is just the way it is now. There's nothing that can be done about it. You know, I really feel for the women that went before us and the older women, the forgotten generation. They didn't get any help or support. We are the generation of change. It is benefiting us, but I really think the true benefits will be seen in the future. I think it's going to remove this taboo and the stigma, even leaving aside the 3 letters HRT. The fact that the government are now issuing that for all women is basically saying, we see you, we hear you, we know menopause is a thing. I really think the future is bright for women.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.